Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
All right, welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. So remember, it's Griego's World.
Griego's World, and the other guy was what?
The guy's teeth cleaning out the toilet rim.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty bad. Well, I've never heard of such a thing. But anyway, welcome back to the program here. Second hour of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, and we're online at philhendryshow.com. Get a backstage pass this month. Till the end of the month, we are, with every backstage pass, we are giving away free downloads from our shop, CD downloads. So if you get a month, you get three free downloads. Oh, you get one free download. If you get 6 months, you get three free downloads. And if you get a one-year subscription, you get five free downloads, best of CD downloads from the Phil Hendry Show shop. You go in there, you'll see all of our best ofs from 1997 through 2005. We also have a best of Bobby Dooley, a best of Ted Bell, and Margaret, we are going to be planning one for you. We got things planned for you.
Well, that's good, because the whole Bobby Dooley thing is really beginning to tighten my jaws.
Well, Bobby Dooley, we have some other things planned for her. She has a podcast that is due out, and she keeps wanting to come on the show to promote it, and I said, you can't come on the show to promote it until we know exactly what it's going to be.
Now, you're talking about when you were on the air in Utica?
Why would I talk out? I was talking off the air about being on the air in Utica?
Yeah, you're talking about the request of Manny?
Whatever, man. I.
Well, it's one of those, it's an interesting, you know, story from your career. You could call it Phil's career story.
Phil's career story. And here's Phil's career story.
Wait a minute. You're going to do Phil's career story, there has to be music.
Look, bud, I'm not going to wait around for you to pick out music, okay?
No, we got to... Hold on. There got to be music on the Phil career story.
Yeah, Phil's career story.
And it ain't Iron Swine either. Hurry up.
All right, Phil's career story on the Phil Hendry Show. Here he goes. Hey.
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who went to the police academy.
All right.
What the hell is that?
I don't know.
What is that?
That's the Charlie Angels. Why are you playing that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know you don't know, so just quit screwing around.
No, hold on. Hold on. Phil's career story is...
Yeah, go.
Go.
All right, years ago...
This has been Phil's...
Get out of here with that.
Wait a minute.
No, not wait a minute anything. So years ago when I was...
Time now for the career story.
Go.
Years ago... Are you going to turn it down or what are you going to do?
What?
Are you going to turn it down?
What?
The music! You're going to turn it down because...
Well, are you going to say the story or not, Phil? For God's sake, they went to the trouble of getting the career music or whatever you call it, bud.
Mr. Hall said to get a music.
Oh, Mr. Hall said. So I bet he's going to call here in a minute, and I bet he's going to say, what's wrong with you, Phil? Why aren't you saying your career story over the music that Bud picked out? What do you want to bet that David's going to call?
Mr. Hall's on the line.
Yeah. David, how you doing, man? What's up?
What's up? You hear this?
Sounds like you're next to some kind of a...
I'm actually in a sawmill. I'm in a lumber mill. This girl that I went out with tonight, she insisted on taking me over and showing me her father's operation over here. We're in La Cañada or something. He's got a... I don't know what this is. Like 6,600... What is it? 16,000 square feet of lumber mill. That's what's up. Now, I heard what you guys are doing...
You're in a lumber mill at whatever it is, 11 o'clock at night?
Yes, 11 o'clock at night.
Did you have your dinner?
Yes, we had our dinner. And because I called you up and was impressing her with all the big shot stuff that I do, you're right, that's why I called. She wanted to show me all the big shot stuff her father does. Turns out he's worth millions. So my little phone call to you doesn't mean a thing. Yeah, hold on, baby. So what's the story with this music?
Nothing at all. I got it under control. He doesn't need to call you.
Well, he told me that he wanted to do some music.
All right, buds. So you have to know, man. I'm going to hang up on him every time you do that.
Yeah, well, he's going to call back and want to talk to you.
I don't give a damn. You put him through, I'll feed you into that lumber mill that he's at.
Oh, my God.
All right. Phil's career story. It all started years ago when he was, when Phil was talking. It all started... The only thing I was talking about was I was working in Utica, New York. This is my famous Utica days that...
Sorry.
Are you trying to be funny?
No, it slipped.
Oh, it slipped, huh?
Well, Phil, it can slip.
Let me tell you something. There's no such thing as it slipping. You got to move that...
It did slip.
No, it didn't slip, bud. If I hear that music one more time, I will break every bone in that right hand that you used to move the fader up and down.
God!
That's right. That's right. You see that meat tenderizer mallet over there? What that's doing in the studio, I have no idea. Why do we have a meat tenderizer mallet in here?
I was fixing something.
You were fixing what?
I was trying to fix the table because it was loose.
And why are you using a meat tenderizer mallet?
Well, I imagine there was no...
Excuse me, Margaret. Why are you using a meat tenderizer mallet?
It's a hammer.
Yeah, don't it look like a hammer to you?
It ain't a hammer. It's a meat tenderizer mallet. That's not a hammer. You use that to fix something in here, and all it's going to do is break that. It won't secure anything. You understand?
Well, I mean, it'll look like a hammer.
It may look like a hammer. It ain't a hammer. It's a meat tenderizing mallet.
What do you got to have that for, anyway?
You tenderize the meat. It allows...
Margaret, who cares, okay? It belongs in the kitchen at the house, not here in the studio. A meat tenderizing mallet. Good God. Get the thing out of here. Now I forgot what I was going to talk about.
You were talking about how something about Utica.
I don't want to talk about Utica. Anyway, welcome back to the show. So remember what we have for you on our website, philhenryshow.com. Now then, if you go to our homepage, there's something on the homepage that I want to direct my good friend Mr. Dickman's attention to, as well as you, Robert, as well as you, Margaret. Last night we had this discussion about zombies, which of course is the de rigueur discussion to be had these days. Everybody's talking zombies. Oh, yeah. Everyone knows what a zombie eats. Everyone knows what it takes to kill a zombie. People are speculating on what kind of a world it would be if we had zombies. People are talking about, you know, everybody has this apocalyptic 21st century. Everyone's got millennium fever still. That's what I think it is.
You do?
Oh, yeah. I think it's still millennium fever. That's why the zombie thing is happening. I mean, you know, just weird stuff. Like, you know, it's rapture time. What is supposed to be happening to the rapture?
That's what happened. It's going to be a zombie.
No, it ain't a zombie, man. Not going to be zombie.
Well, what exactly is the Christian, and I'm not trying to be a, you know...
Phil, you're getting off the point here.
No, wait, hold on. Because I was raised in the Catholic faith, and I don't really think it was emphasized in my religious training, the whole dead rise thing. Yes, there was going to be Jesus coming back. We got all of that. But if they said anything, and of course they did say the dead would rise.
Well, what do you think's going to happen when a dead is going to rise up?
Yeah. I mean, they're going to come out of the grave in all kind of jacked up looking clothes and everything.
Yeah, on account of the dirt.
Well, it does make sense.
So you're telling me that when I was a little kid and they said to me that the dead will rise again, they're literally meaning like Night of the Living Dead.
I don't know about them eating up brain.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to eat nobody.
They'll just come out of the, literally right up out of the ground and start walking around in their jacked up, torn up clothes.
Well, when you say jacked up, I doubt seriously that's biblical, you know.
I understand that, but what I'm trying to get to here are people telling me that the literal interpretation or whatever interpretation or spin I'm supposed to put on the end of days when the dead walk and the Jesus rises and the things, all of this stuff happens, you're telling me that they're coming out of the ground in their underwear and in their choir robes, which, by the way, that's why I have this picture.
Yes. If the last breath that they pulled on this earth was them driving in a bus... and they're members of a choir, and the bus is turned over by a ghoul, like a group of ghoul.
Yeah, a ghoul group.
Yeah, a ghoul group. Some of you making a joke, just as an aside, someone made a joke about a ghoul group, and I go, really, who, the Chiffons? No, ha, 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 ha.
No, I said TLC.
Yeah, TLC. Anyway.
I'll do it, okay? I understand what you're saying. First of all, look at that picture. Does that look like a choir robe to you? Now, here is the picture on our website. Those of you who are watching Phil TV, and if you're not, all you have to do is go to our website, philhenryshow.com, and to the left you'll see a guy staggering along wearing what is quite obvious to me, a hospital robe.
I don't know.
It's a hospital robe. Yes, it looks... Believe me, if you've been in a hospital, I gave birth to a son. I've been in a hospital. I had part of my...
What, did you have, like, lady surgery?
Yes, I did. And in any event, That is a hospital robe, although there are some choirs that go with the shirtless look. And
what choirs go with the shirtless look?
There are a lot of choirs that, believe me, I grew up in a gospel tradition. And you do have certain gospel groups, or I should say gospel choir, where they have like a, I don't want to call it a wife beater choir robe. It's like a wife beater choir robe.
Yeah, so if this guy's wearing a wife beater choir robe.
What do you mean a wife beater choir robe? Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
No, I'm not trying to be funny.
No, I know you're not trying to be funny. A wife beater choir robe. Let me see if we can just see a little bit of Phil staring. Yeah, there. Now, let me ask you a question here, okay?
Well, you're just going to blow that off?
Yes, I'm blowing that off. Now, look at this over here. One, two, three. The fourth person over. You see her?
That is disgusting because you can see right through that and you can see everything.
No, you cannot see everything. I can't see everything, and I'm looking real hard, believe me.
Yeah, you can. You can see, well.
No, you can't. But that's not why I'm asking you to look at that robe. That woman is also wearing a robe. That female zombie is wearing a robe. Is that a choir robe?
That'll be a different style of one, yeah.
Okay. Does it fall within your area of belief or credulity, as we love that word here? Does it fall within your area of credulity to accept that in that picture, those two people may be wearing hospital robes? Is it possible?
At this particular time, I don't know, Bud, what you would say, but I don't want to speak for you.
Yeah.
But I would say no.
Why?
Because we feel strongly that they're choir robes.
Why do you feel strongly that those are choir robes?
For the reasons they stated yesterday.
No. I'm not going to go down and have this conversation again. I told you there's nothing in the film that indicates a bus loaded with choir members was turned over.
But I'm saying that got ghouled.
That got ghouled? What does that mean, got ghouled?
That the ghouls, or the zombie if you want, I prefer ghoul because the term ghoul is used in a movie. They never use the word zombie. They all use ghoul, you know?
Yeah, I noticed that. They always...
Will you knock it off and just give me the bottom line here?
I feel that in a film, they make it very clear that you could get ghouled. Now, that one guy, the black guy who was the star of the movie...
Yeah, see, that's not racist.
I didn't say it was.
But you're always saying everything's racism. They had a black guy, and it was way back in 1950 or whenever they made the movie.
1968.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's fine. Just because I got one brother in the movie doesn't mean that the whole world suddenly is singing hands and holding hands and singing and praising. You trying to tell me because they got a ghoul in a robe that all of a sudden the world's good?
Yeah, I would say if there's ghoul, not because there's a ghoul in it.
Oh, God. Look, we got a break, I think. Yeah, we have to break because I'm getting my my signal here from my engineer. You guys still have not... you're not answering any questions. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth
I'm only
is
trying
on
to say
pitch.
That if the ghoul...
The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, and online at philhendryshow.com. This month, we are giving away a free downloads with every backstage pass that we sell. All right. Here is a story about French men. This is whack, Margaret. You brought this in?
I think this is fast. French men, the sperm count, and would you ask them?
Don't laugh, okay?
What?
What do you mean, what? The sperm count in French men dropped by nearly a third between 1989 and 2005, and the quality of sperm has declined.
Ow!
What did I just do? I told you, right?
All right, she did. You guys got to knock it off.
I didn't do anything. He did it.
Just keep your mouth shut.
I didn't do a thing.
You didn't do a thing. I just heard you go, ha, ha, ha.
It is funny.
The sperm count in French men dropped what?
The sperm count in French men dropped by nearly one-third between 1989 and 2005. And here is the interesting part. The quality of sperm also declined, according to a study that was released on Wednesday, even though this is Tuesday, it's Wednesday in France.
Are you interested in, Ms. Gray, I just want to know, are you interested in this on account of France? Because you always want to do the France pronunciation?
Well, first of all, you saying France, it suddenly sounds wrong, you know.
Well, you're the one that wants this French pronunciation.
Yes, I do, but I think either you know how to say it or you don't. Do you understand? And I would much rather that you say it, if you know what you're doing, you say it. And the way he just said France...
I'm trying to say France the way you want me to say France.
I don't...
Will you forget about France? Would you just tell me what this story is?
First of all, the sperm count fell at a rate of about 1.9% a year, according to the authors of the report covering more than 26,000 men over the 17-year period. And this was published in the journal called Human Reproduction. Human Reproduction. Now, the percentage of normally shaped sperm fell by 33.4%. This is fascinating.
Why? What? This is the obvious question, is why?
Well, according to Dr. Joël Lemoreau, and he is an epidemiologist.
What's that again?
An epidemiologist.
Now, what is that?
I don't know that anyone really knows. They have given that term out.
Mark, what do you mean you don't know that? He knows, doesn't he?
I beg your pardon. What do you...
Does this Dr. Joël...
Dr. Joël Lemoreau.
It's Dr. Joël Lemoreau.
Would you... Don't, Robert, don't do it. You're carving it anew.
Dr. Joël Lemoreau. That's as good as it's going to get from me.
That's passable.
Okay. Does he know what being an epidemiologist is?
I suppose he does, Phil. I don't know.
But you don't know what one is.
No, I don't, and the people I've talked to don't know. I don't know that you're going to find anyone who does. This is simply my own tuition, my own scholarship on the topic. Can I continue?
Go ahead.
Oh, listen to you. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Margaret.
I don't like the way you say go ahead, all right?
Yeah.
And would you tell that one and that one to shut up?
Shut up, you guys. What's wrong?
I don't like the way you said...
The way I said what?
The way you said go ahead.
Talking about go ahead.
I told you to...
Ow!
Shut your mouth.
Would you please continue?
According to Dr. Joël Lemoreau, this constitutes a serious public health warning. Now, he told the AFP, which is the... I don't know what it is. This is the most important study carried out in France and probably in the world, considering that you have a sample that's close to the general population. Now, for the average man of 35, the number of spermatozoa dropped from 73.6 million to 49.9 million per milliliter. But Dr. Lemoreau pointed out that the sperm count remained within the norm for fertility used by the World Health Organization, which is over 15 million per milliliter. But isn't that interesting?
He said it's a serious health warning.
Well, he said it was a public... He said a serious public health warning.
The sperm count in French men dropped by nearly one-third between 1989 and 2005, and the quality of sperm also declined.
Yes, that's what I just said. Why are you repeating that?
I'm Margaret, it's oftentimes needed when the host of the show is expected by the audience to recap... Or to restate what the news was. People are waiting for that, so I didn't want to disappoint them. Okay?
Well, are you saying that I...
Yeah, are you saying she talks... messed up?
No, I'm not saying she talks messed up.
Well, thank you, because you restating that made it seem as if I'm sitting over here gnawing on a bone and just going...
Yeah.
877.
What's the problem?
Margaret, I don't need for you to make a problem with every bloody thing I'm doing on this show, okay? 877-876-PHIL at the home show this evening, and they are hosting a home show, home interiors, home decorations, and the gated community of the future, Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley. Guys, I'll be right with you, okay?
Yes, Phil, we wanted to comment on the... talk about the sperm.
Yeah, hold on. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Bobby and Steve Dooley in a moment, and Margaret Gray, and this report on French men losing their sperm count. When we come back, world-famous Phil Henry Show.
I'm not... You hear what I said?
I understand.
I'm not sitting over here like I'm living under a bridge and going... All right, that does it.
Ow!
Phil Henry. It's the Phil Henry Show.
All right, so welcome back here to the world famous Phil Henry Show. So what's the reason why the French men are, according to this story... According to this story that we have here, what is the reason French men have a decreasing sperm count?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we'd have to look more into the story.
Right. And then the other question that I have is, how do I lose a pair of glasses that I just took off? I just found them. Never mind.
Because you can't see because you take the glasses off and you can't see.
Yeah. Oh, good. Hey, you got that one in, didn't you, bud? Bobby and Steve Dooley at the home show tonight. And where are you guys located, Bobby?
Hi, Phil. We're here at the home show, the Western States Homeowners Association, making a great showing today. We are still here, and we're going to be here till everything shuts down around midnight.
Well, he asked you, where are you?
I'm sorry. What did you say?
He asked you, where are you?
We're in Los Angeles. We're at the Pan Pacific. We're at the, what they used to call the Big Blue Whale at the Design Center. I call it the Pan Pacific 2, for those of us who are native to Southern California, and I know that you're not, Margaret.
You never miss a chance, do you?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
You never miss a chance to take a shot.
I didn't know I was taking a shot.
Well, you're pointing out that she's not native to Southern California.
No, she's not, so she wouldn't know really a lot about how... You know how style and interior design as well as architecture evolved in our part of the world. We're not Pennsylvania, so we don't really do things the colonial way or however you do it.
I am a Californian since the 1960s. I think that's good enough.
All right, whatever you say, that's fine.
All right, ladies, if we're going to have a problem, I'd rather that you not be on the air together. However, what I want to do, Margaret, and I'm begging you and I'm pleading with you, I'd just like to ask Ms. Dooley a few questions without any interruption.
As long as she keeps this on a professional level.
I always keep it on a professional level, Ms. Gray. Always.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you do not. Okay? You...
Excuse me?
Never mind.
Thank you very much, Phil, for interceding, because I really don't have it in me tonight to fight with anyone. I just had surgery. I had a, if you'll pardon me for saying, and I won't whisper it, I'm a woman. I had some fibroids removed.
Okay, we don't really, you know.
Yeah, a lot of ladies have.
Let me hold the phone.
Oh, God, there goes the husband again. I love it when he does.
Excuse me?
Nothing.
Well, I heard you say something.
No, I didn't say anything.
And I just heard you hit the microphone.
Yeah, Margaret, watch the mic.
I didn't hit any microphone, Phil. That was the phone that hit the microphone.
Well, you're holding the phone there.
Well, I didn't do it. The phone did it.
You didn't do it. The phone did it. Oh, boy.
My wife got a hell of a fibroid.
Excuse me. I'll hold it.
This husband of yours is really something. Is he? Can he be trained?
Mr. Henry, I'll just go ahead and address myself to you.
Can your husband be trained? I'm asking a...
Margaret, I don't...
Can the husband be trained? I'm going to the toilet.
Thank you.
Yes, you go to the toilet, Margaret. That's good for you. That's a great place for you to sit and think as the room fills with the... God knows what kind of gift.
I heard what she... I heard what you said...
Margaret, ladies, come on, okay?
I heard what she said.
Are you denying that the bathroom you're using fills with a noxious gas, which I have had a nose full of because you have visited my home?
I won't listen to this.
Ms. Gray!
I won't listen to it, Mr. Henry.
Okay, Bobby, this is very, very childish. for you to say something like that?
Well, she is the one that continually brings up having to go to the toilet.
I understand, but it is extremely, extremely childish for you two women...
I didn't do anything.
Margaret, please. For you two women to bring up such nonsensical things and private things. And I will say this, especially since we are all God's children here, and we all use the bathroom, and I'm sure it doesn't smell all that good when any of us leave the bathroom.
Well, that is not the case with me, Phil, because, as you know, I tweeted this on my tweener account.
My wife talked about it.
I want to ask my husband at this time, would you back off of me? Would you stop breathing on me? Would you back off of me? Would you stop breathing on me? Again, Steve?
Huh?
Stop breathing on me and back off of me. He's grabbing the phone.
Yeah, Mr. Dooley, don't grab the phone.
Don't grab the phone, Steve. I had tweeted this on Tweener.
Ms. Dooley, I got to interrupt you. It's called Twitter.
I understand that, Mr. Henry, but I have a very difficult time with that. It's a stupid name, and I oftentimes...
We don't talk about Twitter.
Yeah, we just...
You don't even know how to say Twitter.
Would you continue doing your business and not stream through the toilet door? As I said, Mr. Henry, are you there?
I'm here, yes.
Well, you sound like you're bored. If you're bored...
No, I'm not bored. I want to move on with the topic here. I want to move on with the topic. You are now currently at the design center there in West Los Angeles, the Big Blue Whale, as they call it, that big, beautiful blue building there off of whatever road that is.
Melrose.
Off of Melrose, and it's a wonderful place. People go there to pick out all kinds of ideas and all kinds of things for interior design, do they not?
Yes, a lot of interior decorators do. We did when we were designing our community room. And when I was being consulted on the interiors for our Magnolia and Bougainvillea phase rooms, I also went to the Big Blue Whale. But my reason for calling tonight has to do with the sperm count of French men.
My God, what a non sequitur.
Is that what I think it is?
All right, are you back, Margaret?
Yes, I am.
I asked you not to say anything, and you started talking. Now I have to threaten you with dismissal from this radio show if you talk.
And you do that in front of her?
Yes, I am. And I will say to Ms. Dooley that if she is equally rude, I will hang up on her, and she will never be a guest on this radio show again, and that project that we have planned for you, Bobby, will not get off the ground.
Well, I guess Daddy has weighed in, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
I'm not trying to be Daddy.
No, Daddy's weighed in.
Daddy weighed in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, you know, I have to do what I have to do.
Oh, yes, Daddy.
Does that turn you on?
Excuse me?
Does it turn you on when I say yes, Daddy?
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. What are you looking... Get out of here!
Yes, it does.
Oh, my God.
All right, listen. One... 1, 2, 3. That's what I'm going to count to.
To prove you can.
And then I'm hanging up.
I apologize. May I continue?
May she continue?
Yes.
I apologize, Phil. To all of Phil's listeners, I do apologize. My husband, Steve, and I were interested in the story about Frenchmen and the lowering sperm count because we had taken a trip to France and had been in Paris, as Phil knows, a few years back. At that time, unfortunately, I was suffering from a very severe menstrual cycle. I was cramping, and there was a great deal of pain, as any woman would know. It was at that time that I found I was talking to French individuals who did not speak, either they didn't speak English or they refused to speak English. And that's when I demanded that they speak English because the cramping was severe. It was at that time, Stephen, you remember that?
Yeah, I remember. Sure. I went up to them.
Went up, and I very clearly said to them, I'm an American, I'm cramping. I'm an American, I'm cramping. At that particular time, I got no response. What I was craving, Phil, and what I needed was Midol. Now, I know that Ms. Gray uses the French accent, and I do applaud her for that. But when you're cramping, and especially when you are dealing with fibroids, as I was...
All right, I have to interrupt you here.
You know, I'm just getting going, and you interrupt me.
What's the problem?
The problem is I don't need such specificity on what's wrong with her. I understand you were cramping, and you had to have surgery, and that's good enough.
Fine.
I want that butt. Getting fibroid.
Steve, you said don't say it. I'm sorry, Phil.
I don't know how he keeps getting a hold of the phone.
Steve, don't get a hold of the phone.
Better that than me grab a hold.
Don't say it. I'll continue, Phil.
Thank you.
At that time, I said to the police officer that we encountered, and this was in the Opera District, the Arrondissement, as Margaret, you know that.
Yes, that's the Opera District. That's up near the Opera House. It is in the northern part of Paris. Much closer, I would also say, to Le Mans, or to the district where the Moulin Rouge is located.
And the Moulin Rouge, if you don't know, is an area where the Moulin Rouge is. That's what it is.
Right.
So I had said to the police officer, I'm cramping, I need Midol. I'm cramping, I need Midol. I said that three distinct times, and at no time did he show alarm. So that was my first hint. Later on...
Now, what was your first hint of what?
Don't you understand? Can't you see?
You don't understand, do you?
No.
I was cramping, and I needed Midol, and the police officer that I was speaking to gave no real hint of any interest.
Did he speak English?
I don't know, but I was making myself very clear. I said, I'm cramping. I need Midol. You don't understand, do you?
Yeah, I understand, but I don't know that saying it the way you just said it there, louder and more, with more specificity, is going to be any better understood by a man that doesn't speak English.
He was a police officer.
General, he was a
gendarme.
Yes, the gendarme. Was he wearing the hat?
He was wearing the baseball hat.
Yeah, it looks like an old Pittsburgh pirate hat, doesn't it?
I don't know about the Pittsburgh. I don't know that.
Yeah, it looks like an old Pittsburgh pirate baseball hat, only it's not. It's a gendarme hat.
Yeah. Well, he was wearing the hat.
You're talking about... Okay, go ahead.
He was wearing the hat. I'll just pass over that.
You have to ignore Phil at certain points.
So he was wearing the hat. I said, I need my doll. I have cramps. It didn't... That's when it struck me that his sperm count was going down. Why else would he ignore a woman who is going through such pain that is obviously affecting her reproductive organs? That would mean that reproduction for me would be a risk, and that reproduction would be of interest to him if he had a normal sperm count. So I said to him, Steve, what did I say to him?
Not sperm count. Yeah, she goes sperm.
Here, I'll do it. I said, is your sperm count all right? Is your sperm count all right? There was even a croak in my voice.
So you were emotional.
Yes, I was.
Oh, you poor dear.
I said, is your sperm count? My voice cracked. And he...
All right, we have to take a break, Ms. Dooley.
Why do you interrupt me at the most pivotal and most dramatic...
We have to take a break. Hold on, Margaret. We'll be right back as we talk.
You look disturbed.
It's a disturbing story.
Because of the sperm count or because of her?
Because of the whole thing you guys are laying on me here. It's bugging me. Because that guy didn't speak English, suddenly he's got a low sperm count. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
And
truth
is
our bitch.
You almost
the Phil Hendry Show.
I almost belched, yes.
You what?
I almost belched. There, I just did.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. What, Margaret?
Shannon Doherty is on television. I think she's absolutely adorable.
I like her, too.
She's on TV doing her To Try College. Have you seen that?
I have, yes.
She is delightful. I love her. Look at how cute she is.
She's very, very cute, yeah.
Now, the space between her teeth. Let's talk about that.
I don't know why she hasn't fixed that.
Well, isn't it part of her charm?
Part of her charm? I don't understand that.
It's very unsightly. I think she's gorgeous. And she's so perky, and she's so wonderful, but the space between her teeth detracts.
It does. It draws the eye, and it draws your eye away from the other very pleasing aspects of her, you know, her beauty.
I think it's part of her charm. You know, Lauren Bacall. Do you remember Lauren Bacall?
I do remember. I knew Lauren Bacall. I knew her very well. And I know what you're going to say.
Lauren Bacall had the space between her teeth.
Who is Lauren Bacall?
She was a model. She was very, very popular in Cosmopolitan. She did an awful lot of Revlon ads. Very beautiful, very striking. But she had the very gaping, obvious, very, very gaping and unsightly and rural space between the teeth.
Well, you know Steve's joke about eating, you know, corn on the cob at arm's length.
Oh, yeah, I know. My husband Frank does that.
Well, we're not talking about that with Shannon Doherty.
I think we are, Phil, because if you look at Shannon Doherty's teeth, we can use what my husband says or Frank. You know, they could eat corn on the cob at arm's length through a chain link fence. And
Shannon Doherty doesn't have those kind of teeth at all. Shannon Doherty has beautiful teeth. They're very straight. She has a space between the front teeth, but I think it is charming. It is beautiful.
How can you call a gaping hole in the middle of your face?
Not the hole under your nose.
No, not the hole under your nose. She's got a hole under her nose, and, well, she's got a hole under her...
Okay.
I'm a woman. I can talk about those things.
No, we're not in a locker room, Phil. We're two women I just told you about my fibroids.
Exactly.
I just told you about my fibroids, Mr. Hendrick.
Yes, I understand you did. I don't want to hear Margaret saying she's got a hole under her nose and a hole under her blank, blank, blank.
Oh, I know what she's going to say.
I'll do it, Steve.
Let's get back to you in Paris. We're talking with Bobby Dooley here as we talk about the sperm count of French men going down. And I got to tell you, Ms. Dooley, with the greatest of respect, I've been talking to you here for a few minutes. You seem to be tying the fact that men in France have a low sperm count to your... I'm not trying to be funny. Your menstrual cycle.
You see what he does?
Are you laughing at me? Is that right?
You see what he does? He's been doing this all night.
Are you laughing at me?
I'm laughing at the notion that somehow your menstrual cycle ties in.
I'm not saying it ties in, Mr. Hendry. Oh, my God.
What'd he do?
He's not getting it, Steve. It's all right.
What are you doing to my wife?
Hey, Mr. Dooley, I'm not doing anything to your wife, okay?
Hey, my wife's getting frustrated and everything.
I'm not doing anything to your wife, all right?
My wife.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything to her.
Steve, back off.
Did anybody do anything?
No one's doing anything, Steve. Back off. Mr. Henry, what I said to you was, by the way, I know this is not a big thing, but I did ask your producer before we went on the air, will Mr. Henry be giving, I don't know what you call it, announcements?
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry, Ms. Dooley. Bobby Dooley at the Design Center in West Hollywood this evening as Western Estates Homeowners Association has won an Interior Design Award now for the fourth year running. What is the award again?
The award, Phil, is for gated communities and homeowners association officers involved in the planning and execution of interior design.
Congratulations. I really mean that.
Thank you very, very much, Margaret. I appreciate that. Coming from you, that means a lot.
Well, I'm glad you ladies are getting along now.
We never not got along, Phil.
We never did not never get along. It was the fact that you were butting in.
Yeah, you butted. You butted it in.
You never did not never get...
Phil, I'm going to recommend she hang up if you continue with the...
What is he doing? Is he laughing?
You can't hear it? He's going... He's laughing in that way that you do when you go...
Oh, God.
Okay. I'm going to ignore everything that's just been said. We've got 60 seconds. Go, Ms. Dooley.
Do what?
You want to go to the bathroom?
I want her to go. She's on the air. Go.
On my way.
Shut up. So I was in Paris. I said to the French cop, I'm an American. I'm having... Never mind.
Mr. Andrew, you upset my wife by yelling that loud. And
you know what? Get lost, pal, okay?
Wait a minute. I'm a...
Why did you hang up on her?
You know something? The emotional instability of the crew that I have here is surpassed only by the emotional instability of people that come on this show as guests. And that woman, Dooley, takes the cake. She starts to break down and cry because I asked her to get on with it. Okay, we got a minute left.
Well, Phil, this is what you did. You go, Ms. Dooley, that's what you did.
No, I didn't. I have a very strong voice because I'm on the... What do I do for a living?
Talk on the radio.
So I've got a very powerful voice. And people think I'm yelling all the time. I have to project. You know that when I started in this business, I had this really soft speaking voice. And people would used to say to me, Phil, you sound like you're in another room. You're not projecting. So I forced myself to project. I used to work the microphone really close.
This is all very interesting. Is it going anywhere?
I'm telling you why I project and why it sounds like I'm yelling. I'm not yelling. I'm projecting because I never had a very strong speaking voice.
Okay. What has that got to do with you yelling at a woman so loud? You've probably caused her to start bleeding again.
To what?
She's probably bleeding.
I can't hear. All right, we'll be right back. Phil Henry Show.
I said she's probably bleeding.
Mr. Henry, this is Bobby Dooley. I'm not, but I could start bleeding.
What? What did you say?
I might start bleeding.
Yeah, I think she said bleeding.
Bingo. Bingo. Give the retard a cigar.
Don't use that word, please.
I'll use any word I want.
No, you won't.
Ass. I use that word.
Phil.
Mr. Henry, you...
Oh, shut up.